We are talking with Shahram Haidian. He was born in Iran, came to the United States, came to know Christ as Lord and Savior, now pastors a church, has a ministry, an itinerant ministry, and is just being so effective as he's reaching out in an effort to try to win Islamic people to Jesus Christ, but to inform the body of Christ of what is going on. Shahram, do me a favor, if you will. Conclude your thoughts there in my last question in the last segment, but leave some time because I want to talk about the threat of the Muslim Brotherhood as well. We were talking about persecution, Islamic persecution of Christians in the Middle East, destroying churches, killing Christians. Please continue your thought.
Well, thank you, Dr. DeYoung, again. I wanted to just get back to that number because it's a staggering number, and I don't think that Christians realize what is happening. And as your last guest pointedly said, we are indeed in these last days. Again, the number that we're looking at is potentially in the last 12 years, according to the Center for the Study of Global Christianity, 1.1 million Christians martyred worldwide over that period, about a 90,000 a year average. According to Open Doors USA, the number of nations, they have a list of nations that persecute and kill Christians. Of the top 15 nations, 15, 14 of them are Islamic. The only one that is not is North Korea. So this is reality. This is not some sort of an aberration. It's not radicalism. This is the reality of an Islamic movement. As Islam grows and is uprising, we are seeing the persecution of Jews and Christians. We are seeing, obviously, ISIS directly call out the people of the cross. They're going to burn Christians alive. They're going to kill them. And two things that I want to point out, if people think this is just a terrorist issue, this is one ideological, because Islam is taught to be, within their own doctrine, that it is the final religion. So both in the Quran, Surah 9:29, and other verses, it lists the battle that is against the people of the book, that's Jews and Christians, to either subdue them or to convert them or to kill them, fight against them. But also in the Sharia law book in section W4.0, it very clearly says Islam is the final religion. Judaism and Christianity are cults, have been made null and void. So the reason I'm bringing this up is because we know the Bible speaks of great persecution and many Christians losing their lives, even being beheaded as martyrs. And we're seeing this happen before our eyes. The sad thing is it's just not being talked about. We have so many organizations wanting to bring in Muslim refugees and open the floodgates. Where is the talk about our brothers and sisters in Christ and potentially a genocide that we are seeing right now happening throughout the world to Christians? And that's the message I want to get across, is Christians to wake up in America and realize they are now a target, not just spiritually, but potentially even physically, as unfortunately we saw in Texas.